The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Working on great. We'll work up to it. You could make it great. Join us on the phones. 844-967-2789. Bill from Oconomowoc. How you doing, Bill?
Great, Mike. Say, thanks for going after Fox. I actually was on Hannity's show, the radio show, myself going after him. Here's something on Fox that's kind of not interesting, but Fox peddles misinformation that's killing people, that's causing terrorist attacks. They deny it. But so how do we combat it other than, you know, maybe going on their show? Here's one thing I'd love to see, and I'm good for kicking in a contribution on this. Let's put up a billboard somewhere in Wisconsin, Fox, the king of misinformation. Once people drive by that, and billboards are expensive. I know some people rented one. They're not cheap. But if we had that kind of marketing, the other people that are doing a great job, Lincoln Project, with handling Fox, we got to go after.
Well, Bill, it looks like they. Oh, there you are, Bill. I thought they went after your phone call, man.
Well, they could. They could. But anyhow, I really like your frontal attack on Fox, and we got to amp it up. We got to amp it up and go after them and call them out. Offer to go on their show. I know I was surprised they let me on Hannity.
Well, they I don't call them, Bill. They call me. You know, I don't get to invite myself on Foxy News. They decide occasionally, like, you know, every couple months, it's time to give that lefty a beating. You know, he's always been compliant up to now, never had the cojones to burn it down on live TV. But, Bill, while I certainly take my objections with Foxy News, I think the real damage is being done right here on the state of Wisconsin level, Bill. I mean, we got 81 right-wing talk radio outfits in the state. I know I quote this statistical report quite often, but they're jamming out 235 hours a day of content all around the state of Wisconsin, all across the back of Russ Feingold's hand. And a lot of the content they're spewing, Bill, is your boy Hannity. Hannity goes out in 3 hours a day in damn near every media market in the state of Wisconsin, probably on one of the most powerful AMs in every corner of the state. I mean, that's how they do it. And so while I would no doubt agree that Fox News is a disinformation machine, I wish I could have said it to their face, but right-wing talk radio is just as bad or worse. And they have a much more, I think, a much more tangible effect on local levels of engagement. I mean, they're Fox News in our backyard, Bill. So, anyways, that's my thought. Let's burn down local right-wing talk radio. Not literally burn it down, but rhetorically, call in and give them hell. Not that they take very many phone calls. You know, and I'm going to tell one last story on myself, because that's what I do. You know, I got to fill some radio time. But I occasionally, Fancy Brian, you might know this, I occasionally screw up the courage, and, you know, if I get riled up enough, I'll call a right-wing talk radio product. Now, they could call us at 844-967-2789, you know, phone style this way as well. But I occasionally call up Brady Whitey Talk Radio. Normally, I'm Mike on a car phone, you know, something of the sort. And, you know, I got the phone in my own name, so it's not like I'm hiding from the caller ID. For those of you that try to troll us and give us false names, you know, we see your caller ID. We know when you've got your mom's cell phone. You know, we see it on the screen. So anyways, same way that right-wing talk radio does when I call in. But I've gotten through a couple of times, and here's what I find very interesting, Fancy Brian. There are a lot of times where I've called and been the first caller, like, immediately. Like, nobody really calls them. Like, there's a possibility that right-wing talk radio is really about hearing themselves speak, and they don't really, really want you to call. You know, so often I have to look up the phone number. They don't give it out like I do. 844-967-2789. Like, I just gave out the phone number. You could call it. But I'm not sure that Righty Whitey Talk Radio, I'm not sure that they, let's just say, want the dialogue fancy. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's interesting, because I would think that it's really hard to get through, because I know that callers...
You would think, you know, it's improbable that I was the only one listening to, let's say, Clan O'Donnell or something, calling into a show. But no, you call in and like 2 minutes later, you're on the air. Wow. And we've done that, you know, it depends on who it is. Because some people, I'll see them and I'll be like, oh, I like that person. We'll take that call. And then they're CJ, you know, and then they stew for a bit. But, you know, it's all in the fun of doing a little radio product. But I like stirring the pot. My only fear is I do it too well. When I troll the right-wing talk radio audiences, oh, man, I can energize the phones for an hour or more. You know, I'm like the best thing. I'm like their ratings machine. I'm like the best thing that ever happened to Righty Whitey Talk Radio, man. So if we were going to do a billboard, Bill, and, you know, if you're in for a few bucks, I'm just saying let's start targeting the specific hosts that live right here in our backyard. Let's not forget Dan O'Donnell. I sometimes call him Clan O'Donnell. Gave invited testimony on the big lie to the elections, the Assembly Elections Committee. He was like the star witness for the conspiratorial. It's a guy that's an active right-wing talk radio host on Heartless Radio down the dial from us. And then there's the other one here that we directly compete with, not that you got to flip back and forth, but Icky Vicky, come on, man. She's the one out there pushing the Stop the Steal rallies with former Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. And then she brings in a couple of Trump attorneys. They've had that Cardall in town. And they're the ones pushing for the Gableman. We've talked about the Gableman. We're going to talk about Gableman next hour. But the conspiracies, they're really being festered and created by right-wing talk radio. Vicky is also the same one that said Wanakee Schools right up the road here. Oh, they were accommodating the furries in the district, the elementary school kids. If they didn't want to go to gym class, they, you know, just put on a sexual furry costume. And according to right-wing talk radio host Vicky McKenna, well, they'd be excused from gym class and all sorts of academic pursuits. It's a real problem, according to Vicky. Now, I have also pointed out, I did see Vicky in public late last summer, I think it was. And Vicky gave me a hug. And, you know, I don't really care for hugs from Vicky. It's like getting a hug from Sean Hannity. No thanks. You know, even a bro hug with an arm in between. No thanks. No. But I got a hug from Vicky. And I did try to give her some good advice that day. I encouraged her to go out and get vaccinated. Or boosted, as the case may be. She hadn't even been vaccinated. No, I'm not going to do that, Mike. I'm just going to take my chances. And I'm like, Vicky, but what if you're wrong? I mean, not that that's ever happened to you before, but what if in this isolated incident, you just happen to be wrong on the facts? Could cost you your life. And then I stopped talking.
We never present ourselves as a free and open forum.
I'm all about resist. I'm resist. This show is resist. We're no part of resist.
This is not a Danocracy. This is a Dan Tater show.